Darkness fades, written by countless untruths, and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Tony waits until almost everyone at the Shangri-La is sleeping. He doesn't think it matters. There's no real secrets when you're in a place full of telepaths. But Jommy asked, and Tony will never refuse him. So he waits until just about everyone is sleeping, and then he teleports through small, blink and you miss the psionic wave jumps, until he's in Jommy's room, and then just another short jump until he's behind Jommy, wrapping his arms around his shoulders, leaning his face against the crook of his neck. "Jommy," he says as a greeting. "This is home," he thinks. "What remains of Nazca. The same way Artella and his friends are, but different, because this is Jommy." There's no one who makes him feel the way Jommy does, and the things he does, the way he fights, they're only because of Jommy, because Jommy asks him to. Jommy remains quiet for a moment, his eyes on the darkness of space before he shifts his focus from the cold outer space to look at him. He smiles a bit, looking tired. He doesn't sleep much these days, and Tony's hatred for humanity grows, because it's their fault that Jommy looks like this, that he's so tired all the time, that he has to worry so much for everyone in the Shangri-La, for the moose that the humans are killing right now. "You need to sleep," Tony says, frowning, moving so that Jommy can face him. It's still weird for him to be taller than Jommy. Jommy is such a huge presence in his life that a part of him still thinks that it shouldn't be like this. While the other part thinks that it's better like this, because if he's like this, then he can protect him. And that's what he has wanted for as long as he's been alive. "It's not good for you." "I'm all right, Tony," Jommy says, cradling his face. Tony leans his face against the smooth fabric of his glove, curling a hand on Jommy's wrist. Jommy is smiling at him then, even if it doesn't reach his eyes.
"I am."
Tony gives a frustrated noise, and then he leans forward, pressing his lips against Jommy's. Hard, the way he and his friends kiss each other sometimes. The way he thinks he remembers his parents doing, when they thought he was already asleep. It's awkward, and he thinks he might taste blood, where his teeth cut the soft flesh inside his mouth. Jommy puts his hand against his shoulder, and Tony lets go a bit. But he keeps his hold on Jommy's other hand, on Jommy's clothes. "Tony." And it's there, Tony thinks. "Please, Jommy," Tony asks, and then, in his mind, in their minds, softer. "Don't leave me alone." Jommy's eyes grow sad a bit, but this time it's him who kisses Tony, softer, his lips gentle against his. It's Tony who teleports them to the bed, that being easier than breaking apart when all he wants to be is close to Jommy. To feel his shoulder blades beneath his hands, his waist, to be able to feel the tiny shifts of Jommy's breathing, the way he relaxes bit by bit, both his body and his mind. And for these moments with Jommy, for the way he kisses him back, softly, lips on his and his fingers guarded through his hair, Tony will keep on fighting. Because there's nothing he wouldn't do, nothing at all he wouldn't do to help Jommy.